Hi everyone, it's Jo. It's been a long time, but I will explain why. I tried to send this boom up by Boomail and it wouldn't let me. It kept emailing me back telling me there was an error. So that's the reason that the info isn't at the beginning and end. I've emailed them and asked for help, but as it's Easter weekend, I'm guessing I'm not going to get anything other than an automated response until probably Tuesday. If you're having problems with Boomail, can you let me know? Or if yours is working fine, if you use it, I'd be really interested to know. You can email me info@vitalk.co.uk, or if you're on Facebook, you can contact me there. If you're on my friends list, I'm Jo Fishwick, or you can send me a direct message on Twitter if we follow each other, and that's @vitalkpodcast. Or you can leave me a voicemail, that's 0161 298 8255. You can contact me over anything, but I'd really appreciate any information about Boomail. One of the other reasons that it's been a while since I've been on here doing an update is that quite a lot has been happening in the world of VI Talk. And the main thing, you may have noticed the description of the channel and any of the groups you might be on has changed. And there was a lot of work going on behind the scenes, and we are now a charity. We are a CIO, which is a charitable incorporated organisation, which hopefully will enable us to do a lot more taking VI Talk forward. The charity number is 1165629 if you're interested. There are three trustees at the moment, myself as chair, Ian Beverley as vice chair. If you read our blogs or you listen to the blogs on here, then it's Ian who writes those. He's also an admin on the main Facebook group. Ian is an assistive technology coordinator for Action for Blind People, just to give you a little bit of history. I will try and get the other trustees to do a little potted history of themselves and put it up here for you to listen to. Ian is a guide dog owner and he's also totally blind, and he's vice chair. At the moment, the other trustee is Tracy Wilson, and she has taken on the role of secretary, but that, you know, we may move things around when we get more trustees down the line, and Tracy may decide that secretary is not for her and that she would like a different role. But Tracy has been interviewed for VI Talk in the past. She's an eye clinic liaison officer here in Devon, and she's a guide dog owner. And she's helped out with a couple of interviews as well. She helped me with the interview about aniridia with Jenny. And Tracy is also an admin on the Facebook group as well. Now, Tracy and Ian have been helping behind the scenes as well. So that's a little bit about that. If you want any more information about the charity situation, then please feel free to get in touch. The other big thing, well, that's been happening to me is that I have got my first paid job. I started on the 1st of March. I am an assistive technology coordinator for part of Action for Blind People's Online Today project. I'm based at the Clifton Hotel in Teignmouth, and the idea is that I help guests or people in the surrounding area to get online for whatever reason that might be, or to demo equipment for them, let them have a go of some of the kit that I've got, so mobile phones, tablets, and hopefully give them some advice and a chance to sort of test things out before they pay out a lot of money so that they can decide whether it's the right thing for them. So I've just come to the end of my fourth week. I'm absolutely loving it, but it has been a sort of settling in period for me and for Bruno. I'm fortunate that I know a lot of the staff, so it's been very enjoyable and they've been very, very supportive. But it's been quite tiring. So I've sort of, bits of VI Talk have had to wait really while I get sorted at work and get settled in. But things should settle and get back to normal now. So other news about VI Talk. Well, the book club is still going, but there are changes. The book club is on Facebook. There are over 100 members now, which is fantastic. And Sam is still running the book club, but Nikki stepped away for other commitments. And Natalie has come on board to help Sam with the book club. So Natalie is visually impaired and a guide dog owner. And again, I'll get the girls on at some point to just chat about themselves a little bit and chat about plans that they've got for the book club. The plan is that we will have Skype chats soon, so that people can discuss book reviews in person rather than just writing it on a Facebook group. So that's the ideas that we've got for that, but lots of other things. But we'll get the girls on to talk about that down the line. We also have a group for younger VI Talk members now, for 25 and unders, and that's called VI Talk Extra. That may be changed if they decide they want to. It's a little quiet at the minute. I think some of the youngsters are shy, but we are trying to get conversations going. They've been discussing sports that they take part in and sharing how you can get involved with sport. They've been introducing themselves to each other, and various other things have been talked about, what stage in their education they're at and things like that. So hopefully that will really get kick-started and prove to be a good group. So if you're 25 or under and you're interested in a group for younger people, you'll find that on Facebook. But feel free to contact me if you're having any problems. And just a reminder that we've two pages. We have VI Talk Media page, which is where all the interviews and things like that go. But we also now have a resources page. And that was done because on the main group, which now has 1,000 plus members, it was getting quite busy. And people who wanted to post about fundraising or events that they were holding were sending posts asking for support or asking questions about information or whatever down the feed quite quickly, because there could be several posts in a day. And so we decided that it would be a good idea to open a resources page, which we've done. And so what we say is, if you've got an event that you'd like to advertise, then you can put it on the resources page. There are already over 400 people that follow that page, so it will get quite a good audience. If you want to post about some fundraising event that you're doing, rather than putting it on the main group, then you can put it on the resources page. If you've got information about something, maybe technology, I mean, you can put it on, that you can put that kind of thing on the group, that's absolutely fine, but sometimes people put that on the page as well, so it reaches a separate audience or a second audience. So that's what's going on in the world of VI Talk. I think that's everything. As I say, I've given all the contact details once, so I'll quickly run through them again. The email is info@vitalk.co.uk. The voicemail number is 0161 298 8255. On Facebook, you can find the groups if you just put in VI Talk. That's capital V, capital I, space, capital T, A-L-K. There's VI Talk Extra, VI Talk Resources page, and the VI Talk Media page. On Twitter, we're at VI Talk Podcast. On Skype, it's VI Talk Podcast, as well as the Skype voicemail number. You can find me on Facebook, Joe Fishwick, if you want to inbox me about anything rather than emailing. And you can always put a boo up here, providing you're not trying to use boo mail and having the problems that I'm having. I'd love to hear from any of you. If you've got any ideas or anything you'd like to contribute to VI Talk, we still have our bloggers, but they've been a bit thin on the ground lately. But they have had reasons for that. I'm sure Sophia will be back with news of Margot at some point soon, and I'm sure Kay will be back with her daily living. I know Wendy is going to do an update on her education situation down the line, but she's waiting to hear on a few things, but she will be back. And if you've any ideas, anything you'd like to share, any ideas you've got that you think would be good, we'd love to hear from you. Again, we're hoping to start Skype chats again very soon, so that people can talk about a subject or just have some friendship groups down the line. And maybe we might even consider doing some physical meetups. So, you know, people meeting up in person in a certain area, if there are enough people in an area who want it. So if you fancy any of those things, give me a shout so that I know whether they're going to be a goer, whether they're going to be popular or not. Love to hear from you. I'll be back soon with another subject, but I'm just going to leave this one as VI Talk. So all that remains for me to say is happy Easter to you all. Hope you're having a lovely weekend and have enjoyed the sunshine today. And I will speak to you all soon. Take care.